112. Childhood dreams come back to haunt me. Running along the brook, down to the hatchery, what heavenly joy this was when school was over. We would play in the hay, the constant tweeting of the hatchlings, a constant background symphony. Then on to our old haunt, the hazel grove. No hazards there, nothing but the healing sound of silence. There was that freckled little girl with her hazel eyes who would come with us. Oh, was she a cutie! When I grow up, I'm going to marry you, I said to her on more than one occasion. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, she would invariably reply with a haughty laugh. Time will tell, I would sigh to myself. At least, I did not detect any note of rejection or hatred. She was just playing hard to get. Well, time has moved on, and my hasty words of all those years ago have come back to haunt me. I did marry that girl, but now she is gross and fat. Some people talk of marriage as a safe haven, heaven even. But for me, it has turned out to be nothing less than purgatory here on earth. My innocent childhood dreams have vanished in a haze, trapped as I am in a monotonous routine of bondage. How am I to heal my broken heart? Would I feel better if I took a hatchet to her, just to end this nightmare? Nonsense! Let me hasten to say that I could never do such a thing. Anyway, it would be far too hazardous for my own well-being. I would get caught, and then what?